Well, Gary, it's never easy to speak after a disappointment, after a defeat, but that was an amazing game.
Yeah, look, and it's hard to take that we'd come out the wrong end of it, but I'm really proud because all Donegal lads left everything out there, and he can't ask for nothing from the start of the year to the end of it, Tom, and not just tonight in the game, but they really give it all. I'm proud of them. I'm proud in how they work. There's a lot of talent in that changing room, and that talent will be seen for years within this county. And you have to say Donegal football is still on a trajectory at underage, and that's starting off with academies. Wasn't to be tonight. They gave it everything. They left everything out there, and I'm proud of them.
Yeah. Tyrone hit you early with the high ball to great effect. The first two balls in, one marks. You know, they were really up for that tie.
Yeah, look at games happen like that there. We really stuck to the task and got back into it. But they hit us early, hit us hard. And, you know, very early on, we got a lot of raw decisions that we didn't get, that we felt that was left out there. Look, we made peace with that. We worked hard and we worked ourselves back into the game when we had to. Time and time again, our backs were to the wall. And time again, we came out. We forced extra time. We forced everything. We came out and started the 2 points in extra time.
As I say, you went three down and then you come back into it. And then they went 8-4 up again, or 8-2 up again. And then you came back and you got the couple of points before half time. And with the breeze and everything, I'm sure you felt you were still in it.
Yeah, we were in it. And sure, look, we turned that around the second half. You know, we had a couple of chances even to go on and win it in the normal time. It didn't happen. But look at the resilience of the group, the character of the group. You can't ask for one.
Five time points down with what, about 12 minutes in the second half. It wasn't looking good, was it?
Wasn't looking good, but we came back. We worked hard. They never say die attitude. They've pushed back to the wall and they kept working back on it.
And Bobby McGinn again came up trumps with the goal, the big man.
Yeah, he's a threat inside, and we just maybe had got a couple of early balls and they sniffed them out earlier on, but when the game opened up a bit, he was very effective.
Toronto were very good tonight though, weren't they? They were obviously Michael McGlynn, nobody could handle him in the middle of the field.
Michael McGlynn, exceptional footballer, and he controlled the midfield, and that was the platform for their victory.
Yeah, and obviously Rory Canavan, you know, kicked what, 7 points I think, and then of course Conor Cush had a quiet game by his own standards, and he hit for the deadly goal.
Yeah, look, they put him on towards the end, they hit for the deadly goal, and that's what he did. And we had a couple of knocks and injuries, like we lost Keelan McCaldon there, so we had to switch Ryan McShane over, and maybe lost that from Cush, you know. And that, we make these decisions, and look at we had two good man markers, and when we lost one, we paid the price for it.
Brought on with Kieran Moore at half time and Carlos O'Reilly. Big players, maybe they should have started.
But definitely shouldn't have started, Tom. There's 31 could start out there. Like, I wouldn't be qualms on him. Everybody put an effort in and try to juggle a pack on what's out there to blame. But I didn't see anybody that shouldn't have started out there from our first 15.
You mentioned a few decisions went against you. Were you a bit disappointed with the black card that Kieran Tobin picked up?
Absolutely. I felt that it shouldn't be a black card. I felt there John McGrory got special attention out there, wasn't pulled on, and stuff like that. And I'm not being sour grips here. It's just exactly what happened. And you know, it's credit to Rowan, took us on to an extra time. He went on and won it, but at the start of the game we had to fight for every battle and every score.
You were in a good position when you hit the first 2 points of the first period of extra time to go 2-0, which was the first time you led the game.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of energy to do that, and they went and hit the net again. So look, it was tit for tat over it, and fortunately we didn't come out the right end of it.
Yeah, so semi-final disappointment again.
Yeah, look, it's disappointing. Surely they had it on 20, but it's about the development. It's easy to say that now, and there are a lot of players who go on and play senior football for Donegal. Yes, we'd love to be in a final, and that team will be good enough to beat any team in the country. It's just Ulster football is a different beast and different animal, and you're playing calibre of the team to like throw in Armonan and stuff like that. You have to be at your best, and you have to get a bit of luck and a bit of breaks, and we didn't get the breaks.